SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice. And please, don't use this show to try to convince your partner to do something they're not comfortable doing.
SwingerCast.
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
Episode 18.
I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast.
Yes, you are. And SwingerCast is a little podcast that my husband and I do together. It's a hobby of ours. And on this podcast, we share our other little hobby, which is going to clubs, swinger clubs, and you will hear our intimate discussions and talks and maybe some sounds and...
Oh, there's a lot of sounds on this one.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm not sure why we started doing this. How did we start doing this?
Well, I know how we started doing this. We started doing this because we'd go to a swing club, have a lot of fun, and end up, you know, with pillow talk, whispering to each other the things that we had done, not only the night we got home, but...
many nights after.
Yeah. And talking about the things that we had done. And when podcasting came around, we just decided, hey, maybe other people would like to hear this.
Yeah.
And I'll be damn they do.
Yeah. So, we're no experts on swinging. We just have a lot of fun. We've been married, like I've said before, 14 years, and
yeah.
We've been swinging for about five and a half. I'm not sure. I've lost track.
Right.
And we mostly go to clubs. That's our thing.
And we're a soft swap couple.
Yeah. And soft swap means that we have sex with each other and we play around with other couples, mostly oral in all kinds of ways. And
just basically no penetration except between my wife and I.
Yeah.
But if you've been listening to SwingerCast, you already knew that.
Yeah.
And you're like, fast forward to the good stuff, guys.
Yeah.
we'll just cut right here to us in the car.
On our way to a club.
So we're off to a club on a Saturday night. We spent the whole afternoon and early part of the evening at a wedding. And we just couldn't wait to get out. We weren't planning on coming out again. But everybody at the wedding kind of got drunk. We were all dressed for the wedding, of course, but I spilled a drink on my shirt, my white shirt. So, I'm wearing a SwingerCast shirt for the first time to a club. I'm a little uneasy about it. I don't know why. I don't know. I wonder if anybody will notice. Who knows?
I bet people will notice, but not because of the logo, but because it's right between your breasts.
It's not like we go and advertise where we do this. Usually, most often, all the time, when we're at a club, we don't tell anyone that we...
Yeah, and it doesn't say SwingerCast on it. It's just the logo. That's all.
Yeah, so I guess if anyone notices it...
they'll know of it.
Yeah, they'll be listeners anyway, so that'll be fine. Okay.
So when you were at that wedding today, did you hear anything in there about our vows that we have broken or anything?
Absolutely not. I got one negative email, and it was from a woman that said, "How can you break your wedding vows by doing this?" So I listened carefully today to the wedding vows, and I didn't hear anything that we've broken. So
through thick and thin, or better or worse, rich or poor, be faithful.
They said faithful.
Did yeah, be better? Faithful to each other. We're faithful to each other.
Yeah. Because we're doing this together. And we've been together, gosh, we'll be married. Is it going to be 15 next year?
Mm-hmm. And that couple that got
married.
That's
a long time.
So the doors to our car slammed shut, and the doors to the club opened up.
Yeah, and it took us a little bit of time to get into the club because we realized, John...
Oh, I fucked up again.
His ATM yeah. card in the ATM machine.
So. I was in a hurry.
Yeah, got a little excited.
Left my ATM card in the machine, and then when we went into the club, I'd only taken out enough money to pay for our, you know, fee to get into the club that night, and they're like, brought it to our attention that, hey, you guys, your membership has lapsed, so you owe us a little bit more money.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, well, no worries. I'll just go out to my car, grab my wallet, and, you know, get the credit card and pay them or whatever, and no credit card in the wallet.
I'm standing there. Where is he? Where is he? Come on.
I'm searching everywhere, all over the car.
I'm like, what is he doing? Did he meet some people out in the parking lot? What?
Couldn't find the credit card, and I did have another credit card, you know.
A business card. So
yeah, business.
We had a business meeting. We had a business meeting.
So we had to put it on the business card and not the personal, so.
That's going to be interesting to tell the accountant about that one.
Yeah, well, they'll figure it out.
Okay. So after that little snag, we were all like anxious and excited, and I went in and put the drinks up at the bar, and John went and took our robes and put them in a locker, and we met at the patio.
Allie pokes me in the rib, and she says, hey, John, look behind you. And there was the couple that we had played with on the previous episode that you heard, episode 17, a very attractive, fun couple that we had had a lot of fun with, and they were there.
We were like, wow.
Looked a little closer, and they were talking to another couple, though.
Yeah, they were talking to another couple, and, you know, we hadn't talked with them or anything or emailed, and I wasn't sure if they even heard our episode or
right.
Even, I couldn't even remember if we even told them we did a podcast, but
I had given them a card with our email on it, but we hadn't heard from them, and well, I just figured whatever.
So we went over and talked to them, and they were there with another couple that they had met online. They had talked with them.
They'd gone out to dinner with them that night, and this other couple was just as equally attractive and interesting and fun.
So we had a nice conversation with the two couples. But, you know, we didn't want to impose. You know, we're not used to the online dating, so we didn't want to, like, you know, impose. So
interject ourselves in their date or whatever.
Exactly. And so we just went off and danced after some nice conversation with the four of them. And we went out off and danced and had a good time dancing.
But when we came back from dancing, they were all still there and still invited us over to keep the conversation going. And we were having a good time talking with them, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had a great time talking with them.
When people are going to ask, okay, so what did you talk about? How do you talk to swingers? What were we saying?
Well, I was asking them a lot about the online dating because that's something we don't do and we're not very experienced with at all.
Right.
So I was asking them about their experiences online.
Oh, and they told us some funny stuff.
They told us a lot of, and we're going to do an episode on that coming up, but
yeah, on online dating. Yeah.
That's what we talked about. We were just very open and having fun and talking, and the couple that we were with, they were saying, you guys talk. So we talked, and they came back, and we talked more, and let's see, you want to know, you know, what we talked about,
right.
Just like regular talk, like you're at a club, and you're meeting someone, or, you know.
We didn't really talk about what we do in terms of how we play in the lifestyle with them that much at that point. We did later, but at that point, when we were alone with them, we were just having good conversation.
Right. Nothing.
We weren't talking about work, and we're talking about.
And we weren't talking about how we played with their couple the last time or anything like that. We were just talking.
Right.
And the other couple, that we had played with last time came back, and we all talked more, and we were having a good old time out there.
Well, then, at a certain point in the night, I was very proud of Allie, because you, all of a sudden, you just said, okay.
I said, are we all going to go play?
Right.
Are we all going to go play?
And she, the couple, not the girl that we had played with before, but the other girl, she perked right up.
She said, yeah. Yeah,
she was like, okay, let's go.
And so that couple...
It's like a chain reaction.
Yeah, so that couple went... They said, okay, we'll go and check out the play areas. At this point, John and I had not been up there, and none of us had been up to the play areas. So they went up and checked the play area. They came back down and were giving us the scoop on the different play areas and...
They had found a place for us to play up there.
Uh-huh. But we knew from our experience with the other couple that they didn't really like the
group
atmosphere.
They liked it more of an intimate setting.
Right.
Where it's just like us, won't say one-on-one, but six-on-one, whatever it was. Yeah, you know what I mean, though.
Yeah. They didn't really get into the group atmosphere. So
he suggested that we go to his house.
Yeah.
And it was about, 15, 20 minutes away. And then I chimed in and said, hey, if we go to our hotel room,
which is 5 minutes away.
Yeah, and we can trash the place. Nobody has to clean up anything in the morning. We can just go and have fun.
So it was like a matter of minutes. I mean, we were like, boom, boom. Okay, let's go. Let's go. But I was just amazed. Like, once I said that, are we all going to play? I mean, because we weren't really even talking about playing. But then
you blurted it out.
I blurted it out, and it was on everybody's mind, I guess. And
that's what they were there for.
In a matter of, I would say, 10 minutes.
We were out of there. We were in the car,
in the car, and on our way to our hotel. And that was this was a first time for us. We'd never brought two couples back to our hotel room. And we've only really a couple of times brought a couple back.
Right.
And we've never ever gone to a club and not made it up to the play areas either.
That's right.
So that was a first. So in 10 minutes we were out in our cars headed to our hotel.
Right.
And what you're about to hear is us leaving the club on our way to the hotel. So six of us on a king-size bed in our hotel room. That should be exciting.
I'll say.
What?
I'll say.
Should we bring vibrators and all that in too, or?
Oh, I don't know. It's 2:58.
Swing set game?
I don't know. It might be too late.
Oh my God. This is going to be crazy.
This will be. This should be a lot of fun.
This is the most people we've ever invited back to our hotel.
I know. Definitely.
To have a six-some. That girl is very attractive.
Which one?
I don't know what she's going to call herself, so I don't want to say her name. But,
They're all very cool. And we're going to have a great time.
For all you people that think I sound like Al Franken, fuck you. I'm about to have a blast.
She's very hot, and so is he. And so is our
smoking
beautiful couple that we had last time. And they haven't been to the club since we met them last, so...
We're all caravanning right now.
Are they behind us?
God, I hope so.
So what you're about to hear is very...
explicit.
Very, very explicit.
We didn't plan to have a recorder with us, and...
We didn't plan on having a six-some back at our hotel.
But the planets were aligned, and
yes,
we did. So if you are, again, and we've never even said this, usually we just have our little disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast, and we say, if you're under 18, get the hell out of here. So we'll say it again. If you're under 18, get the hell out of here. If you do not want to hear what real love-making sounds sound like, stop listening. If you think that what we are doing is pornographic, stop listening. But first of all, to get into it, when we got into the room, Allie was the first one to get naked. And I look over there and you were taking your clothes off.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I was the first one to mention in the club, are we going to play? And it took us a good 10 minutes tops to get our stuff together and get out. And
get it on.
Get on the road and back to our hotel. And when I took my clothes off, it took maybe a good, not even 10 seconds for everybody else to get their clothes off.
And what you're about to hear is Allie, you were probably the closest to the recorder, so it picked you up pretty good. And you can hear she's just about to go down on the girl with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were going down on her together.
And I think you wanted to note that this is, the sounds are edited. And
yes.
John wanted me to to note this.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, so you guys don't think he.
This whole thing was about 2 hours long that we cut together. So I don't want you to think that us guys came in like 90 seconds.
Don't do it. You might like it.
Don't do it.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Do it once.
I'll do it.
I'll share it with you.
You tell me how she likes it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like this. How you like it?
See, that's, I think the bed's big enough for all of us.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're perfect size for the bed.
Well.
You guys did a wonderful job there. Thank you very much. Pleasant memories.
You know what?
Oh, Lord.
There we go. Suck that dick. Suck that dick, baby. Suck that dick. Suck it, baby. When you're ready, stick back in her pussy. Oh. When you want me to fuck it. Oh. Put it in her pussy. Oh. Tell her what you want. She wants to come in my face.
Come in your face,
baby. Oh, that pussy. Oh, shit. Get it. Oh, yeah.
Come on. Come on. Make it come.
That's right.
Oh,
wow, look at
hotel. Stop being nasty in front of your friends.
Thank you, girls. That was wonderful. Oh, what did you do with that?
The what tail?
Yeah.
I think he gave it to me.
No, he gave it to me.
No, I the dry one. Here's the wet one. Right?
Relax. Don't worry about it.
Here you go. Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of water in there. She the messiest.
Okay. It's kind of wet too. Actually.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Nice, you guys.
He said you were
here. You were very wet.
Yes.
I love it in your pussy.
What? Yeah. You made me come quick.
You were very wet.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's
and then you know what
should,
that's good.
You should have grabbed his hand and held it in and just come again.
Are you taking this stuff?
You know, and come again.
Yeah, it's
recorded. You know what? Because that's it. That's it. There ain't nothing else better than that. Nothing. You can give me money, it ain't better than that. That means I've done my job. You there, you just shaking and shaking. Ain't nothing better than that.
Ain't nothing better than six people on a bed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, that was hot as fuck, too.
We fit comfortably.
And okay, I have to admit, that was my first, too.
Really?
Six people on one bed?
Yeah.
That was our second time.
What was unique about it, I thought, was that it was we were three couples, but we were all at different, we all had our different boundaries. There was the couple that was full swap, anything goes.
Right.
There was a full swap couple, no kissing with the male.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was us that was soft swap.
Right.
And we all just had an incredible time. I mean, everyone was so giving and so respectful of each other. And it just, it went on for a very long time. And I think that's the benefit of the sixsome. You know, you can keep going and keep going.
Right.
It was like, wow. And everyone was. There was not really a time where someone was left out.
Once things got going, there was never really a time when there was no sexual activity going on.
Right.
Because like when all of us guys were spent, you know, you three girls.
The girls started it.
Were on the bed.
Yeah.
You guys, there's
fantastic.
Three girls on the bed right
now. That's so awesome. Yeah, they're just, I mean... You know how you guys dream of this? And you know, they always say, gosh, again, I wish my wife would do that. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what?
Again.
Let it happen, dude. You know?
Absolutely.
Let it happen.
Don't restrict it from it, whatever you do.
No.
You
okay,
know?
No, no. Hell.
And she won't restrict you. That's the key.
But, you know, I don't step over any boundaries that we set.
You gotta have rules.
Yeah, I mean, she, you know, like kissing for me to another woman. I mean, a peck is one thing, but
if it's flowing, flow with it.
Well,
your wife probably ain't gonna get mad and shoot you.
Well, no,
I doubt it.
No, she will.
I bet she won't.
She has her rules, and you know, and I abide by them.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, as long as I do
that's
that.
True. I guess I can't put it that way because everybody's
got their bounds and their limits. Okay, and that's what I say on my SLS website.
My thing,
right, is that everybody's
I want
here
mine
for the same
to come
thing.
As much as she can come.
I mean, you guys,
I'm doing it. You doing it, or you doing it?
But I mean, here
I
you
want
got,
her to come.
Well, here you got three different levels.
Oh,
you know, what our rules are.
Laughing. But she ain't laughing. She loves
it. You're having a good time. But I'm saying there's three different levels here. You got your
level.
I'm
busy.
I got my level. He's got his.
It's actually interesting to me.
It is. But yet, we got all three of them on the bed, and they're all enjoying themselves.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
That's pretty.
Oh.
Wow. How you doing there, hon?
I'm gonna come right now, so.
Good. Good.
I'm gonna watch.
You wanna watch?
Yeah, I'm gonna participate.
He's participating.
That's fantastic. Ooh.
I love when you girls kiss.
So you guys watching us three girls on the bed.
Mm-hmm. That got us hard. That got us back in the game. It did.
Yeah, well, I was actually, well, earlier in the evening when we were first talking, I got the impression of that the couple, well, I knew the couple we played with, I knew she was bi. She
right.
was definitely bi.
But the other girl didn't give you any signals or what?
No. When we were talking, she said she likes having sex with other guys because her husband likes to watch that. And she is mostly into guys. And she wasn't at all bi. She said that in the club. She wasn't at all bi. So the other girl and I, which I knew was bi, and she knew, you know, we played together. We weren't at all, you know, pushy at all on this. We didn't even make the first moves.
So us guys, we're sitting over there, and we're watching you three girls go at it. So how did it get started then?
Well, bi girl and I
right.
started getting down. And not bi girl jumps right on in with us.
Is that how it happened?
Yeah.
So where did she go first? Did she go for you or
I'm
for the other girl?
Sure. Gosh, she went down on the other girl.
Oh yeah.
And we were both. And then, oh wow, we were all just intertwined and kissing and. Touching and licking and sucking and but the thing that was a little bit surprising was at earlier that night at the club, the newer couple to us, she had made it clear that she wasn't bi, that she likes the guys and she likes to have sex with the guys because her husband likes to watch that.
So why do you think she jumped in there and did that with
you
two girls?
I think she felt comfortable with us.
You're just so damn sexy.
No, I mean, we didn't. Come on now. No, I mean, we knew she wasn't bi, so
right.
we definitely didn't make the move on her. She made the first move on her on us. And lots of other moves.
Really?
Yeah. She just wasn't into the bi thing, but you would have never known that.
I didn't know it.
I never know.
I didn't know that she had made that comment about.
She was very good, very hot, very sexual, very sensual, and we all had a great time.
We all had a very
erotic time.
You girls were getting all down over there.
But, you know, I mean, she felt comfortable with us. I mean, we didn't jump her. She jumped in on us, and she just said, she was really great. She was awesome.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So did she eat your pussy?
She started to. I didn't want to feel like she had to go down on me.
Right.
You know, that she was obligated to, since we had pleasured her, and then we had pleasured the other girl, and we were all, you know, it wasn't like that. I didn't want her to feel like she was pressured into doing that. So I said, no, come up here and lay on top of me, you know, that kind of thing. And she started kissing me and laying on top of me. And then you guys went crazy. You guys got in.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got in on it.
Yeah.
You guys were very hard by that time. And so
yeah.
You got back into the...
The other guy, he said, I said, oh, look at all these girls. Look at how hot they are. And he said, oh, I don't want to watch. I'm going to participate.
Yeah, yeah, and you guys did. Round three.
Yeah, round two.
I don't know. I think that, oh, round two.
Round two. Round three for you, because you've been with the girls. Round two for us guys.
Yeah. The whole six-some thing, I mean, it worked very well for us, and I think the reason it did so well is we already trusted the couple that we played with before.
Yeah.
And we knew and got to know the other couple. And even though all of our boundaries were different, and I mean, I didn't even know till the very near the end that the other couple, the newer couple, had that boundary that no girl can kiss him. But he knew it. And he knew that was his rule, so he didn't get in the position of doing that, you know?
Right.
So nothing negative happened. It was all positive.
You know, recently over there on the swingers board, I read a post, a thread, what have you, about would you play with a soft swap couple? There's a lot of people on there that are full swap, soft swap, newbies, you know, all different levels of experience, and they all have different opinions, and they don't all agree, thank God, because that would make me worry. But it was interesting to me to read a lot of that, and you should go check it out. But I thought, from our perspective, what might be a better question to ask would be, would you play with a full swap couple?
Or two full swap couples.
I mean, it is about having a good time and everything, but, you know, some of the full swap couples on there were, no, we won't play with a soft swap couple. Some of the full swap couples that responded on that thread over there said, yeah, we would play with a soft swap couple, no problem. Others said we'd play with them, but we'd want to turn them to full swap.
Out of the two couples that were full swap that we played with, the one that we played with earlier... Previously, they were full swap, anything goes. But we had already played with them, and we had a great time. And I would guess that before that night, the other couple probably would have said no soft swap.
You think so?
Full swap only. Yeah. Yeah. But I think they had a great time. I know we all had a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, and we all got along great. And I think that's... That's a wonderful thing about swingers, the mutual respect and respect for the boundaries. Because, I mean, even though they were full swap, they had some boundaries also.
Right.
You
right.
know, we have our boundaries, and they also had their boundaries. I mean, I'm not talking about the other couple. They didn't really have any boundaries, but but so, I mean, it's just great when six people can completely get along and have a very intimate, sensual, sexual experience, and all end up with a big smile on their face.
Right. So that's why I'm saying don't rule out the whole, don't rule us soft swappers out.
And soft swappers don't rule out full swap couples.
Because
as long as the communication is there and the respect is there and the trust is there, it's all good. We always like to know what's on your mind, and it actually turns us on when you call us. So we're going to share some of our voicemails.
Calling with a question. Love the podcast and wanted to know what happens when in the lifestyle you run into someone that you didn't know was in it. How do you resolve that? Does it cause any awkwardness? Like if you run into a neighbor or another friend or a coworker or anything like that. Just kind of curious to know how to resolve that. Thanks.
So we have some recent experience with that, and I'll give you some advice on what we learned from that. I ran into a coworker that I used to work with 5 years ago. I avoided him at first, and that made the feelings of awkwardness grow, and I got my nerve up and I talked with him and everything was cool. So my advice for myself is the next time I run into someone I know, I'm going to go right up to them and talk to them just to get rid of the awkward feelings right from the get-go and not let those awkward feelings grow. And just going to go up and say, hey, fancy meeting you here. Everything's cool, you know. And that's my advice to you. If you run into someone you know, just go right up to them and talk to them. Don't let the awkward feelings brew.
Than likely, you're not going to run into anybody that you know.
Yeah, well, it happens. I mean, a few months back at a club in a patio, I witnessed two couples, the two guys. One was his client, and they ran into each other. And I asked the wife, I said, how was it? You know, I mean, is this awkward or is this an awkward moment for you guys? And, right. And she said, oh, it was at first, but everything's cool. Everything's cool. They're talking and they were all laughing and having a good time afterwards. So
have fun.
Yeah.
Hey, John Alley. I've got a question for you, and I could use some advice. Now, one of my biggest fantasies is a male-male-female threesome. And I'm trying to explain it to my girlfriend in a way that doesn't make it sound like I don't care about her. She's taking it as, I would never want to do a female-female-male threesome with you because I could never see or would never want to see you having sex with another girl. Why would you want to have sex, or why would you want to see another man having sex with me? Do you not love me? Do you not respect me? Do you think I'm cheap? And I'm trying to explain to her that, no, it's not about that. It's about the voyeurism. It's about, you know, being so comfortable and secure in your relationship that you can kind of, I guess, be okay with it. I guess she's right. So I don't really know how to articulate or explain myself to her that would make sense. And I'm not trying to pressure her into something she doesn't want to do. Now I just merely want to express to her in the right words how it's not about me not loving or respecting her. It's about sex, frankly, you know, it's about the thrill of being a third party voyeur. And I just don't know how to articulate that too clearly. Could use your help. Let me know.
Well, first let me say you sound like a very articulate person. And, if you can articulate your fantasy just as you did in your voicemail to us, to your girl, I don't imagine you'll have any trouble at least letting her know how you feel. And it's up to her to take it from there. You know, if it's something that she wants to do, eventually it is her decision. So if she wants to do it, it'll happen. The best you can do is just keep reminding her that it's something that turns you on. And if she gets turned on by that, then so be it. And if not, then it may never happen. But at least you're communicating with each other and letting each other know what you like. Now, I'll say this, if you do end up in a threesome with another male and your girl, just keep in mind that it's a lot of work for the girl. she's going to want to please both guys. And that's double the work for her. So if you do end up in a situation with another male in a threesome, just keep reminding her that you're turned on, that she's pleasing you. And
that you love her.
Absolutely.
And I also want to add that maybe you should, if she's not receptive to that, maybe you should talk about something a little less than full swap, maybe like we do.
Yeah, we've been in threesomes with other men, but we don't full swap, but it's still a big, huge turn on for me. I love watching Allie go down on another guy, but more than that is the seduction. I love the foreplay. I love watching her take off another guy's clothes or kissing and caressing and all that fun stuff. So,
and you really like to watch another guy take my clothes off.
Absolutely. Unwrapping the package, the present. It's a big turn on. So there's things that you can do that you don't have to do full swap. It may lead to full swap. It may not. But the important thing is just keep on articulating.
You've got the right idea. Just keep communicating with her and don't pressure her. And be able to accept her decision. So we have a winner of our bungee contest. Our contest is over. We have a winner. And thank you all for participating. And there's a couple that's going to have a hot, 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 hot time in the bungee swing. And thanks for BungeeSex.com for donating the bungee swing. For our lucky listeners who counted all the times we said hot. And we really want you guys to call in and let us know what's on your mind, okay?
310-928-6769. Good night, everybody.
Oh,
Thank you very much for having us.
That's so great.